Well, a nice win, a nice I-70 conference win tonight for the Santa Fe Chiefs. It's they're playing at home tonight, and they beat Concordia 42-28. And right now we've got Coach Alex McClafferty on the line. And boy, Coach, big first half. You open up a 42-7 halftime lead, and it's a lot of firepower in that first half.
Yeah, it was really explosive for our offense that first half. Dakota Bamer, my quarterback, threw for four touchdowns, all to Hunter Ballinger. You know, had some nice receptions by Drew Schmidt on the outside there as well. We were able to run the ball pretty effectively in that first half with Alex Edwards and Owen Hostetter, a 1-2 punch there. Offensive line did a great job, both giving us a pocket and creating holes for us to run through. You know, that was Logan Tracy, Christian Hurlbert, Carter Woodrich, Lloyd Wallace, and Jason Tevenkamp. I mean, it was just a whole offensive package right there.
Well, and, you know, really looking at your offense, you're starting to put some points on the board. You scored 22 last week against a good Wellington Napoleon team. 2 weeks ago, you put 38 on the board against Lone Jack. So your offense really starting to get into high gear right now.
Yeah, we're finally starting to find our stride. You know, our biggest thing was picking up where we left off last year. We brought a lot of the same guys back, and I think we're finally starting to fire on all cylinders.
Well, in your defense, and I know you end up giving up 28 points for the game, but a pretty good first half. You limit a good Concordia team to only one touchdown in the first half.
Yeah, you know, Coach Bates, he's a great coach over there. He's an offensive mind who knows how to get you out of position. So we're really proud of that first half. But that second half, you know, he had his kids ready to come out and play in that second half.
Yeah, give them credit. I mean, you're ahead 42-7 at halftime. You hang on to win 42-28. What'd they do differently in the second half?
They threw the ball a lot more. They did a lot of smoke and mirrors with motions. You know, their quarterback, Braden McGinnis, you know, he was outstanding in that second half. You know, hats off to him, making throws that were very difficult in tight windows and extending plays. You know, he did a really good job with that.
Well, you mentioned some of your offensive stars a few minutes ago. Anybody else that stood out for the Santa Fe Chiefs you would like to talk about?
Defensively, you know, we had two interceptions. Drew Schmidt with his, I believe, fourth interception on the semester or on the year. Logan Tracy had a nice interception as well there in the fourth quarter. Christian Hurlbert played awesome at nose. Alex Edwards was amazing at middle linebacker on catching sweeps on the outside, filling lanes and coming down and making a tackle for short yardage, if not a tackle for a loss. So all around, you know, saw a lot of good things tonight.
Was this homecoming?
Yes, sir, it was.
Well, you know our rule here on the fifth quarter show, if you win your homecoming game, the head coach has to dance the number of dances by the number of points you win by. So you probably owe us about 14 boogies out there, you know what?
You're killing me, Joe. You're killing me.
Yeah, I'd like to see that in action. Hey, right back into Conference Wars next week. You head down I-70. You take on a good Sweet Springs team. Chris Conley has those guys playing well. So that'll be another tough I-70 conference game.
Yeah, you know, Coach Conley, he's an amazing coach, and he's done some great things out there at Sweet Springs. And, you know, they've got Jacob Hall out there at fullback and Mike Linebacker, who's creating havoc for offenses and defenses on both sides of the ball there. So definitely going to be a tough-nosed football game, but really looking forward to the competition.